Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God. Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the ABB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God Israel.
Depart and unify. Objective for today's episode: to understand, one, the name the AVB, Authorized Version Bible, calls those who have been scattered abroad by the papacies and Gentiles, infamous international slave trade. Two, to understand the state of the scattered descendants. Three, to understand the relationship existing between the scattered and the Bible's God. Four, to understand or learn the plan laid down in the Authorized Version Bible concerning the descendants of those who were scattered abroad. I begin with this. Is this statement set in Amos chapter 3, verse 7, saying, surely the Lord God will do nothing, true or false? To answer that, let me state some things the Lord God has done. The text says the Lord God will do nothing, but let's see, what has the Lord God done? The Lord God has determined that the Authorized Version Bible, commonly called King James Version, is a law book. It is not a religious book, though it is used perversely in religion. It is a law book through and through. The Lord God has, another thing, has indeed come. In the Authorized Version Bible, the Lord God is called to come. And upon his coming to make himself known to the people, the Lord God has done and is continuing to do that. Another thing the Lord God has done, the Lord God has scrutinized Bible content and done this, which is set down in Revelation chapter 1. I'll turn to it and read it. Revelation 1, verse 11. It is said, what thou seest, write in a book. Mm-hmm. Other places it is said to God, find out, in other words, find out the mysteries that are in the Authorized Version Bible. Okay? And, you know, write down your findings. That is what this statement in Revelation 1:11 is saying. What you see, you know, as you scrutinize and examine Bible content, write in a book. And in verse 19 of the same chapter, it is written, write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. I have done those things. The Lord God has done that. He has examined the content of the AZB, and he has written down many of his findings. He is on Blog Talk Radio with a program. Telling the world of his findings. Okay? In obedience to that which is set down in Revelation 1, verses 11 and 19. So what I see here is the Lord God has been about the business of obeying Scripture. Mm-hmm. Yes, he has. He's been about the business of obeying Scripture. And, of course, the Lord God has done many other things. So, in short here, the statement, surely the Lord God will do nothing, is false. It is not true. So, the statement in Amos 3:7 saying, surely the Lord God will do nothing, is a test. It is a true or false statement, which the Lord God has determined to be false. Okay? Now, this is not the first true or false statement that I have shown or presented to the people that's, you know, concerned with regard to statements in the Bible. This is not the first one. For some time now, almost on every program here lately, I have presented a true-false statement that is in the Bible. All right? I want to encourage those of you who may be new and listening to the program to go back into Lawmaster's archives, and there are many programs there, many episodes there. Study the episodes and get on top of what the doctrine of God is all about. If you are new, you may hear some things that are strange to your ears. That's because they are new, okay? On this program, I present findings from a long period of examining and scrutinizing and analyzing the content of the Authorized Version Bible, commonly called King James. So if you are new, I encourage you to dig into the archives, start with the oldest, and work your way up to the current, the newest episodes, and get up to date, be brought up to date on what this program is all about and what your Bible, what the Bible, the Authorized Version Bible, is all about. The Bible that I use is the AVB, Authorized Version Bible, commonly called King James. That's the one I use. That's the one I have used in all my many years of analyzing and scrutinizing Scripture, the Authorized Version Bible. So let's move on. Commandment to God. Let me say this for those who are new. God has been found out. The Bible's God has been found out. There's a statement in the book of John which says God is a spirit. This is another thing the Lord God has done. He has determined that statement to be false. The Bible's God, the God which the Bible, the Authorized Version Bible, exalts, promotes, and upholds, is not a spirit. It is a human being, a person. And I've shown in several episodes how that God cannot be a spirit, because simply by virtue of the work set aside in AVB for God, a spirit cannot do those works. A spirit cannot do what I read in Revelation chapter 1, verses 11 and 19. A spirit cannot examine Bible content and write a book and bring forth its findings to you. A spirit is not going to do that, okay? It takes some person to do that. Some person, okay? But as I said, study the archives. Study the archives. Okay? The commandment to God, Daniel 9, verse 23, says, understand the matter. Okay, first, I showed you in Revelation the matter, saying, write the things that you see. Write the things thou hast seen. You know, after a thorough examination of Bible matter, write the things you have seen. Now, it says here, understand the matter. Understand the matter. What matter? The matter of the Authorized Version Bible. The matter of Bible content. All right? It is God's duty to understand the matter of the Authorized Version Bible. It is God's duty to understand the crucial matter of the Authorized Version Bible. All right? That information that is most sensitive and most important. I call it the crucial matter of Bible content. Understand the matter. And for your information, I have come to an understanding, a profound understanding of the matter of the Authorized Version Bible, which I show in the many episodes of this program. This Law of God broadcast. All right. So, and it says here in Proverbs, let me turn to it, Proverbs chapter 4, get wisdom, get understanding. Forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Do you love the word of God? Not the word of religion. Okay, the wisdom of the Bible cannot be gotten from the churches. No church. Not any church at all. Because the wisdom of the churches, the wisdom of religion, is totally against that wisdom that is in the Bible. Now, you did not know this, okay? But I have found it to be so. And I have made the statement, if you want truth of Bible content, do not go to church to get it. Why not? Because you won't get it there. They don't teach it in the churches. Okay? Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing, the main thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all thy getting, get understanding. Another commandment that I have obeyed. All right? Understanding. Understanding of Bible content. But it doesn't stop there. It doesn't stop with asking, giving the commandment, understand the matter. There's a question. Set in Acts 8:30. And the question is this. Understandest thou what thou readest? Do you understand what you read? Do I understand? Have I understood that which I have read? As I stated before, I have come to a profound and thorough understanding of things in the Authorized Version Bible. All right? So, understand the matter, and then the question, do you understand the matter? That's what the question asks. Okay? Yes, I have an understanding of the matter of Bible content. Okay? Question to you is, have you heard the truth of Bible content? Have you heard the truth which comes from God? Again, God being a person that the Authorized Version Bible has exalted and given the title of God to. All right? All right, moving on. Commandment to God, Psalm 7:7 and 2 Samuel 15:20. Psalm 7:7. Return thou on high. That's a commandment. Now, these statements have to be to somebody, okay? And they're not to a spirit, so let's just forget that. They're not to a spirit, because a spirit cannot do the things that the Bible commands to be done. All right? It takes a human being. Return thou on high is talking to God. Let's see what it said in 2 Samuel 15:20. Samuel 15:20 says this to the same. Says this to God. Return thou and take back thy brethren. Saying to God, return, one, and two, you have a job to do. Take back your brethren. So the question is, where are God's brethren? And who are they? Who and where are they? All right? We'll see that in this episode. Numbers 10:36. This word return keeps popping up. Numbers 10:36. Return, O Lord, to the many thousands of Israel. Return thou on high. Return and take back your brethren. Return to the many thousands of Israel. There we have the name given to those who were captured by the Gentiles, cast into captivity and enslavement by the papacy and the Gentiles, and scattered abroad among the territories, among the nations of the Gentiles. Scattered about, scattered abroad. Okay? So, what are we seeing? Oh, also, Israel is the name of the descendants of those black people who were cast into captivity and enslavement and scattered abroad by the papacy and the Gentiles. The descendants of those scattered abroad, the Bible calls Israel. Now, there's another thing about the name Israel. The Bible has given to God the surname of Israel. Okay? It has given to God the surname of Israel. So, God's Bible lawful surname is Israel, and the name of God's brethren is Israel. Okay? Take back thy brethren. Return, O Lord, to the many thousands of your brethren. Return, O Lord, to the many thousands of Israel. Return, O Lord, to the many thousands separated from and belonging to Israel. So that can be read in two ways. Okay? Israel, it can mean Israel can be God's name. Return, O Lord, to the many thousands of the separated, those separated from and belonging to Israel, the God. And Israel can be applied to the name of the black people who are scattered abroad by the papacy and the Gentiles. Return, O Lord, to the many thousands of thy people, your people. The Bible calls Israel. Okay? So keep those things in mind. Keep those things in mind. And you can always go back into Lawmaster's archives and catch up on something if you don't get it, you know, in the first hearing. You know, the archives are for your enjoyment and for your pleasure, for your study, etc. Okay. So, then we have in John chapter 11, verse 52, that says, he being a reference to God, he should gather together in one the children of God that were scattered abroad. He should gather together in one. Gather together in one. What is one word that says that? Unify. 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 God should unify the children of God. Bring into unity. Okay? Unify. Bring together. Okay. Make one people. Okay. One group, one people. He should gather together in one. He should unite, bring together the children of God that were scattered abroad. Now, children here, meaning people, the people of God that were scattered abroad. Return, O Lord, to the many thousands of Israel. Return, O Lord, to the many thousands separated from and belonging to the God Israel. Return, O Lord, to the many thousands having the designation of Israel, the people of God, those that are of the same race as God, those who were taken into captivity and enslavement by the papacy and the Gentiles, those who were defeated in battle by the Gentiles. Gentiles waged war, made war against or with the people, with the black people, and defeated them, bringing Catholic and casted them into captivity and enslavement, and made merchandise of black people, reduced black people to the status of merchandise, took black people out of the category of Homo sapiens and put them into a category of things that are bought and sold, as is shown in Revelation 18. And I'm just going to briefly bring that to your attention. Okay. Revelation 18, starting with verse 11 on through verse 13. In this statement you have, and this is a legal statement, okay? It is now outdated, but back during the time of which I speak, the Gentiles are waging war against the black people. When this was the law, okay? The merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her. No man buys their merchandise anymore, the merchandise of gold, silver, and it names other things: wood, silk, scarlet, ivory, precious wood, stone, brass, iron, marble, cinnamon, orders, ointments, frankincense. Now, you'll agree that all of these are things, you know, for the most part, most of these. I think there's one that I did not find in the dictionary, but as for all the others, they are things that are bought and sold. Okay? Flour, wheat, beasts, sheep, horses, chariots. And then you have this right here, these two words, and slaves. So what I find in this statement is black people listed among things that are bought and sold, and history teaches us that the papacy and the Gentiles made merchandise of black people and put them into a category of things that are bought and sold. This is the category right here, Revelation 18, verses 11 through 13. The Bible speaks so much about the enslavement era. I was speechless. I'm almost speechless now to find that the Bible speaks so much about the papacy and Gentiles' wrongdoing and evil against black people, about the enslavement era. Speaks so much about it. Okay, let's move on. Okay? All right. The last statement was, God should unite the children or the people of God under his leadership, under the leadership of God. All right? Now, like I said, study the archives, because I've spoken on this before, and I'm not going to, you know, discuss all those points in this episode here. So the episodes, archives are very important. They are there for your learning, okay? We need this information. I would venture to say the average black person never thought that the Bible speaks in so much detail about the enslavement era and what the papacy and Gentiles did to the black people. Judgment, the judgment of the Bible is against the papacy and Gentiles for what they did against black people. People, this is in the Bible. In the Bible, you know, in the Bible. So what do I find here? I find that the Bible has not forgotten about what the Gentiles, commonly called, who operate under the alias of white people. Now, the Bible has not forgotten what they did to black people. It's still in the book. And if it's in the book, then the book itself says the things that are in it are for our learning. Yes, we know by history that the papacy and the Gentiles, what they did to black people, they cast black people into captivity and enslavement. We know that. History teaches it. What we did not know was that the Bible deals with that subject matter in great detail. That's huge. Huge. I found this to be true, that the center of the content of the Authorized Version Bible is the judgment, listen carefully, the center of the Authorized Version Bible is the judgment against the papacy and the Gentiles for their taking into captivity and enslavement black people. That's the center of the Bible. That's the hub of the Bible. It's the hub. Everything else in the Bible is related to that one thing. Judgment against the papacy and Gentiles for their evil doings against black people. The center of Bible content. All right? You don't get this in the church. You don't get this from the church. You get a false doctrine from the church. Doesn't matter what church you go to. You get a false doctrine. Okay? Let's move on because I have a lot to cover. All right? He should gather together in one. God should unite. Unite. Those black people who were scattered abroad. Those descendants of black people who were scattered abroad. How many people are concerned about those descendants of black people who were scattered abroad by the papacy and the Gentiles by means of their infamous slave trade? How many people are interested in that? How much talk do you hear on the matter? We descendants of those who were scattered abroad are homeless. We're without a home. The Gentiles took our ancestors from a specific location. Many of those that they held in captivity were not returned to their place of origin. The Gentiles used, for an example, America, United States of America. They wrote on paper making the homeless captives citizens of their own lands. So those who are scattered abroad are in a strange land. They are in strange lands. They are in lands that do not belong to them. The Bible says it like that. In a strange land, in a land that does not belong to them. The Bible speaks about that, okay? So don't say, okay, well, they made me a citizen. I belong to this and that country. No, you don't. No, you don't. You belong to your place of origin. But the Gentiles and the papacy made you forget your place of origin. You don't even know where you're from, because it was the slave masters, slaveholders, who told us that we were from Africa. That's what they told us. That's what they still tell us. That's what they still tell us. Look in school and see what your children are being taught. Okay? Descendants and people in a land that is not theirs. And I know in America, they, for the most part, they treat black people like they're second-class citizens, like they are in a land that is not theirs. Because you don't get that picture when you look at TV, because they present a false image of American society on TV, in the movies and all. Like everything is lovey-dovey between black and Gentiles. And like they are just as equal as they can be. It's not like that in real life. It's not like that in real life. Okay, but let's move on. All right? I talk about these things because the Bible talks about them. I just read a statement about where the papacy put blacks into a category of things that are bought and sold, made merchandise of black people. And that passage in Revelation, that statement in Revelation, gave the Gentiles, the people of the papacy, the power to what? To buy and sell black people. All right? I talk about what the Bible talks about, because that was my goal, my objective from the beginning. I asked the question, what does the Bible teach itself and itself alone without any help from outside sources? What does the Bible by itself and itself alone teach? Okay. And I found out. All right. Return, O high, take back thy brethren. Return, O Lord, to the many thousands of your people, your brethren, Israel, called Israel. John 11:52, God should gather together in one. God should unite the people of God, the descendants of those who were scattered abroad. Let's move on. The name of those that were scattered abroad and their descendants' name, the Bible, shows to be Israel. The Bible also shows Israel to be the surname of the one it calls God. All right? Statements of concern, Esther 3:8. I am so excited to know what the Bible talks about and what it deals with, and to know the center, the main part of Bible content. Esther 3:8. There is a certain people scattered abroad and dispersed among the people. There is a certain people scattered abroad. We now know that this speaks about black people. We now know that this speaks about Israel, the people of God. Those are the same race as God. Those who look like their God. Okay? There's a certain people scattered abroad and dispersed. That's an evil done by the papacy and the Gentiles to black people, by scattering us abroad, disrupting the element called family, just totally destroying it. There was a period of time when black people knew nothing about family and family raising a family and being a family. During the entire period of the enslavement era, the period of the enslavement era, slaves were not allowed to marry. But I think, don't even let me go there, let me stay on task, okay? All right? But slaves were not allowed to marry. I'm not talking about at the end of the enslavement era, when they started when they started to get the enslaved prepared for free life, free activity. Not talking about that short period of time. end of the enslavement era. But the main course of the enslavement era, no, slaves, black people, were not allowed to marry. That was a destroyed element, just as all other aspects of their lives and what they had before the Gentile invasion. Everything the Gentiles destroyed, everything. If you are one of those descendants of those scattered abroad, ask yourself, what language did your people speak? You don't know. You don't know. And don't let anybody else tell you a lie. Okay? That thing was destroyed. What specific geographical area your people came from, that was destroyed. They messed up the bloodline. The papacy and the Gentiles messed up and interrupted the bloodline that then was before the Gentile invasion. The Bible says they destroyed us. We were destroyed. I don't know anything about the society of which my, you know, forebears were members of. Nothing about the society. Nothing. I know nothing about my past, okay, before the Gentile invasion. Homeless and dumb. The Gentiles made black people homeless and dumb. And also remember this, that black people were held captive, you know, in their own land, because there were black people also, you know, that were left remaining in Africa. You know, they say that's where we were from, okay? So they did not rid the continent, the homeland, the motherland continent of black people. No. Remember, in the scattering, blacks from this particular geographical location were scattered and sent elsewhere. They totally disrupted everything and destroyed everything that then was. Okay, I move on. All right. There's a certain people scattered abroad by the papacy and the Gentiles. Okay. Daniel 9:19 says this to God, thy people are called by thy name. Okay, there we go. There's the name Israel. Return, O Lord, to the many thousands of Israel. Return, O Lord, to the many thousands having the designation or name of Israel. Okay, just as your God's surname is Israel. Okay, so it tells God in the Bible, your people are called by your name, by your new surname, Israel. Okay. Amos 7:11. Israel, here was the plan laid out or conspired by the papacy and the Gentiles, a part of the plan. Israel shall surely be led away captive out of their own land. Black people were led away captive out of their own land. So the Bible acknowledges that black people had a land all of their own. And keep in mind, this is speaking with reference to the blacks who were scattered abroad and their descendants. Okay, that's the subject matter here. Those scattered abroad and their descendants. Are you a member? Are you a descendant of those who were scattered abroad? Someone who was a part of, who was taken, you know, in on the scattering? A member of those scattered? A member of the descendants of those that were scattered? Are you a member? Are you of Israel? That's the name the Bible applies to those scattered abroad and their descendants, Israel. So are you of Israel? Are you an Israelite? I didn't say Israeli, because Israeli are Gentiles. The Gentiles over in Israel do not call themselves Israelites. They call themselves Israeli. Okay. Okay. Are you an Israelite? Are you? Somebody said, know thyself. You know thyself. Do you know yourself? Do you know yourself in the Bible? Are you able to see yourself in the Bible? Are you able to see yourself in the Bible through my teaching? Because if you are a descendant of those scattered abroad, if you are a member of the descendants of those black people who were scattered abroad by the papacy and the Gentiles, then you are an Israelite, according to these passages I'm reading. Okay? Thy people called by the name Israel shall surely be led away captive out of their own land. That came to pass. That has happened. Okay. Amos 5:2, Israel is fallen. That's an interesting word. So much so, I want to turn to it. Okay. Okay. What? The main verb there is fall. What does it mean? Fall means to come down suddenly. To come down in ruins, collapse. Okay, it means to lose power, be overthrown. Israel is fallen. Israel is overthrown. Israel has lost power, to lose status, reputation, dignity, to be captured or conquered. Isn't that what happened to black people? Israel is fallen. That statement speaks about black people. By the definition of fall. Okay? Israel is fallen. Black people fail. They fail from whatever status they had. They were conquered, they were defeated, they were captured, they were taken from the category of human beings and Homo sapiens and put in a category of things that are bought and sold. That's a great fall, people. These are great falls. Great falls. Destructive falls. Israel is fallen. When they said fallen, they meant what they said. Okay? Did the slaves have a good reputation? They lost status. Black people lost status. Israel is fallen. That was the headline back then. Israel is fallen. And always know that in the Bible, Israel is a reference to black people, and Israel is a reference to God, the man that the Bible calls God. Israel is fallen. What did I say before? I said we don't even know where we're from. We don't even know anything about our past society, former society, we don't know anything. That's a great fall, people. That's a great fall. Deuteronomy 28:29. Thou shalt be only oppressed and spoiled. Did you get that? Israel shall be led away captive out of their own land. Israel is fallen. Israel shall be only oppressed and spoiled. By who? The papacy and the Gentiles. Isaiah 42:22. This is a people robbed and spoiled. I'm reading from the Bible, people. This is about black people. This is about the papacy and the Gentiles. This is about the enslavement era. This is about the Gentiles' conquest of black people. It's so real. How do I know it's real? Because the things that's here that I'm presenting in Scripture, history attests to. History bears witness to these things. So they're real. They are real. The Bible talks in detail about the papacies and Gentiles' conquest, captivity, and capturing and enslavement of black people. I'm glad to know the truth. People, black people, go to church for years, and they don't get anything on this subject matter from the church. They get nothing from the church on that which is the center of Bible content. I have my dictionary here. Let me look up center. C-E-N-T-E-R. I want to know, what does center mean? C-E-N-T-E-R. Center. The point around which anything revolves. Pivot. A place at which an activity or complex of activities is carried on. But this is what I wanted. The point around which anything revolves. The center of Bible content has to do with the papacy and Gentiles' captivity and enslavement of black people. Black people call those scattered abroad and their descendants are given the name Israel. Okay? This is a people robbed and spoiled. They are for a prey and none delivereth. For a spoil and none saith return. But now God is calling for those of his own. He's calling for his own. He is seeking those of his own. The Bible says, let no man seek his own. In the Authorized Version Bible, no man is a nickname for God. And who is God? Israel is God. Who is the true living God? Tommy L. Hart. I have shown that in previous episodes, giving you the Bible signs of God, how you will know God when he comes. Infallible signs. The infallible signs of God. I have spoken several times on that and just spoke recently about it in giving the signs, the infallible signs of the presence of the living God on earth. Okay? The Bible's signs of God are infallible. How do I know? Because the Bible says they are infallible. Incapable of making a mistake. Cannot be wrong. Okay? Okay. They are for a prey of people robbed and spoiled and fought and prey to be preyed upon. Just talking about black people. Preyed upon by who? Number one, papacy and the Gentiles. Because this is one of their objectives. Okay? To rob and to spoil them. To destroy them. And the Bible does use that word repeatedly. Destroy them. Kill them. Make them of none effect. Make them ineffectual. Bring them to naught. Bring them to nothing. This is serious information. very serious information. Let's move on. Okay, Israel's impact statement, Psalm 44:11. Now, this is the black people's impact statement here in the Bible, okay? Impact statement, visualize a court setting, a court scene in which you have the defendant there and you have the victims there. Okay. Here's the victim's statement, impact statement. Thou hast, and they look at the enemy, they look at the one who did this evil to them. They look at the Pope. They look at the Gentiles and they say, thou hast given us, well, they look at the Pope and say, thou, the papacy, thou hast given us like sheep appointed for meat and has scattered us among the heathen. Should that not draw sympathy? Huh? Let me read that again. You, the papacy, have given us black people like sheep. Who were they given to? Given to the Gentiles, the people of the papacy. You have given us like sheep appointed for meat and has scattered us among the heathen. Heathen there is a reference to the Gentiles who operate today under the alias of white people. That's the impact statement. Now, let's go on. Israel asks, Luke 3:14 and John 6:68, Israel, the people, the children of God, the people of God, those who are scattered abroad and their descendants, ask, what shall we do? And Lord, to whom shall we go? They address the Lord. What shall they do? Here lately I have been telling you, Israel, I have been telling you, Israelites, I have been telling you, descendants of black people who are scattered abroad by means of the papacy's and Gentiles' infamous slave trade, depart from evil today. The chains off, the Gentiles took the chains off after they had accomplished their purpose, after they had totally destroyed us, they took the chains off. But our mind, they still have us captive. Okay? They still have us captive. The Bible says so. Okay. All right. What shall we do? Depart from evil. What is the evil? What is the present evil? The present evil is the Christian religion. Okay? I've taught on this and presented the scriptures now. That's why I say check the archives. Before you write me off, check the archives. You're not going to get everything I teach on this one-hour program here, episode here. You're not going to get it all, okay? Because my teaching is progressive. I move on from week to week. I move on. It progresses. It further develops, okay? So study the archives. They are there with all the scripture references, giving perfect understanding of Bible content, giving the intended understanding of Bible content. Not my personal feelings, but the intended, okay, understanding. That's what it means when it says get understanding. Get the intended understanding. Okay, let's move on. Okay, what shall we do? Yes, depart from the Christian faith, depart from evil. The Christian faith is evil. Okay, the Gentiles not only enslaved us, held us in captivity, bought and sold us and other evils, they also gave black people a false belief. Yes, the belief concerning Jesus as Lord and Savior, a false belief. They gave black people a false belief. So, in short, depart from the Christian religion, which is already condemned in the Bible. Okay, the Christian religion is condemned. It's a condemned institution in the Authorized Version Bible. It should have gone out when slavery went out. It should have gone out then, just like this also should have gone out. The immoral, unsound, substandard teaching concerning Jesus as Lord and Savior. It is an evil, because with that teaching, the Gentiles have deceived so many people. It's a deceitful teaching. It's intended to deceive, people. Okay? All right? The Gentiles are deceivers. They are not only, slaveholders and all like that, all the other things, but they're also deceivers, giving people a false belief. Okay? All right. So depart from the Christian faith. Depart from the unsound, immoral, substandard teaching concerning Jesus Christ. And do this right here. Hosea. I want to turn to that. Hosea 12:6. Therefore, turn thou to thy God. Turn thou to thy God. Who is thy God? We don't have time to play games and all. The Bible has exalted Tommy L. Hart as God. Okay? And I've taught on this so many times. Okay? So there's much evidence and information in the archives to support this. Okay? I'm not here to deceive anybody or to fool anybody. This would be the last thing I'd pick to try to fool somebody with. You know, the last. Okay, but anyway, what shall the Israelites do? And you are Israelites. Whether you are in Europe, whether you are in America, whether you are in Africa, it doesn't matter, wherever you are. And you are a member of those who are scattered abroad. You are a descendant of those who are scattered abroad. You are an Israelite, okay? According to the Bible, you are an Israelite. And you are in the category of the people of God, the children of God, the people of God. Turn, depart from evil, depart from Christian faith, okay? With the unsound and immoral teaching concerning Jesus as Lord and Savior. Don't stop there. Turn to your God. Turn to the living God. And I'll say this, and wait on that God continually. Love the Lord thy God. Not a spirit. A spirit cannot ascertain truth and bring to you truth of Bible content, as I do. The Bible says in Psalms, God is the Lord, which has showed us light. Light meaning knowledge. That's what I do. I do the work that the Bible says God will do. And here, this is the thing. He who does the work of God is God. That's Bible. Okay? And you can't change that. Okay? That's Bible. What shall we do? And to whom shall we go? Turn to the Lord thy God. Tommy L. Hart, the Bible has exalted as God and Lord. Turn to him. Cling to him. As you have departed from the unsound, immoral, substandard faith concerning Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior, you have departed from Christianity. Those two evil things, and you turn to the Lord, your God. This is the beginning of walking in truth, walking in truth, not in lies, but in truth. There's a saying, walk in the light, and that's in the Bible, book of John. Walk in the light. Walk having the knowledge of the truth of Bible content. The truth. I am delighted to know the truth. Do I agree with all that the truth shows me and tells me? I mean, do I love it? No, I don't love that we're captured and enslaved and conquered and all that. That is soulless merchandise. I don't like those things. But to know the truth of the matter and to know who did it, who the Bible holds responsible, the papacy and the Gentiles, alias white people, to know the truth of the matter. Depart from the evil that I have described and turn to your God. Return to God, which is showed and which shows who shows you light, knowledge, truth. God does those things for you which the church world does not do and which a spirit cannot do. That's what you shall do. Listen, what is written? Isaiah 10:21. The remnant, the descendants of those that were scattered abroad, shall return to the mighty God. That's the plan. Turn thy to your God. Turn away from the evil, the papacy, Christian religion, unsound, immoral, substandard faith concerning Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, nothing but lies. Okay, Jesus is a fictitious character in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John who went about doing evil, who went about breaking the law and was eventually caught, tried in a court of justice, found guilty, and received the penalty for his sin, which was death, as the law demanded. Okay, the remnant shall return to the mighty God. 2 Chronicles 30:6. You children of Israel, I have identified the children of Israel, turn again to the Lord God of Israel. That's yours truly, the present speaker. Amos 4:12. Prepare to meet thy God, O Israel. This O Israel here, this Israel here is the people of God, talking to the people of God. People of God, you Israelites, I have identified you. Prepare to meet your God. 1 Samuel 29:7. Now return and go in peace. Return, he's already said, return to God. Okay? Turn again to the Lord God of Israel. All right? Restore, restoration. That's what this is about. So you have it. Now return and go in peace. The law tells you to go on, return to the Lord your God, and go in peace. That's the law, people. That's the law. The Bible is a law book. I said that at the beginning. Okay? That's the law. That's the lawful plan for you Israelites. Now, let's again look at the objectives and see if we accomplish them. The name, to understand the name, okay, the name is Israel. That is applied to the people of God, and that is applied to God himself as a surname. Okay? To understand the state of the scattered descendants, okay, we're in a state of Black people are in a state of deception, and I wrote it down somewhere, but we are in a state of deception, one thing, okay? And we are in a state of homelessness, and we are in a state of not knowing our God, but I am teaching your God now, and through my teaching, you can know your God. Okay? For years, we have been godless, but now Your God has come. Your God has come. And he's come with a plan of deliverance. Okay? So the state of the scattered descendants, state of deception, and state of not knowing God, but now can know God. Mm-hmm. Okay, to understand or learn the relationship existing between the scattered and the Bible's God. I've talked about that throughout this program, this episode. What is the relationship? The present-day descendants of those who are scattered abroad are the people of God. Okay? They are Israelites, and God is given a name, the surname of Israel, and his people are called by his name, Israel. The children of God, the children of Israel, the children of God, okay. And four, understand or learn the plan laid down in AVB concerning the descendants of those who were scattered abroad. This was the last thing I spoke about in this episode. Turning from evil and turning to the Lord God of hosts. Tommy L. Hart, Israel. All right? We don't have time to play games. It must be real. I deliver truth of Bible content. I deal with the truth. So our objectives for this episode have been met. And with that, until the next time.